Nancy Pelosi claims great day of pride while thousands of Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. By Jacob Bliss on August 24, 2021. Speaking on the House floor Tuesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, made insensitive remarks by saying it was a great day of pride while Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. "Madam Speaker, today is a great day of pride for our country and for Democrats," Pelosi said. The speaker said this while there are still thousands of people left in Afghanistan to be evacuated, as the Pentagon has started to draw down the numbers of forces left in the country to meet the August 31st deadline to have everyone out. However, the White House, Pentagon, and State Department government officials have been hesitant to relay any information on having a confirmed number of Americans left in the country to the general public. As of Saturday, a report showed that 3,376 U.S. citizens have been airlifted out of Kabul, Afghanistan, according to internal government documents. During a press conference Monday, President Joe Biden only spoke about the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. He walked away and retreated when after speaking while reporters asked him questions about the thousands of Americans still stranded in Afghanistan. On Tuesday, the president delayed his press conference until the end of the day after previously delayed his press conference for close to 3 hours. However, Monday night, House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, while speaking to reporters, said evacuations would likely have to extend past the August 31st deadline. He said it is very unlikely evacuations will be finished by the deadline due to the overwhelming number of Americans, Afghan allies, and potential refugees currently stranded. Sean Parnell, a decorated combat veteran and candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania, slammed Pelosi, saying, "Imagine being an American trapped in Afghanistan and seeing the leadership of your nation saying stuff like this. Just unbelievable tone deafness from Dem leadership. Disgraceful," he added. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.